Okay, Simon Shin, Sadi Beis, is Beis. So yesterday we learned this fascinating chiddush that when one makes an Erev, Me'ikar Hadin, you have to leave over a certain section in the city where, and that area is not part of the Erev, in order that you should not forget that there's something called an Erev. That's what we learned yesterday. We said a lot of time on this, and then we ran the Dirshu, we did the supplement about Halacha L'Maisa Bizman Hazeh, why we're not Nizer in doing this, because we don't have Bizman Hazeh, Erishus, Harav, and the Eraisa, so the rules are different. And then we mentioned that in Yerushalayim, the minig is that the Har Habayis, that is left out of the Erev, the Erev of the Har Habayis, to be kind of this Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, you have to leave out a section of the city that's not part of the Erev. Now the remainder of this thing is very technical. It's not really like Halacha L'Maisa, so let's try to run through it very quickly. It just talks about the cities in the time of Chazal, what classifies as a Shir for this Halacha. Halacha Beis, page 518, Simon Shin Sadi Beis. 518 Beis. We know that the only time you are required to leave over a section of the city is if it's an Irshel Rabim and there are at least two exits. If there is only one exit, you're not required to leave over a Shir, even if it's an Irshel Rabim. Irshel Rabim, Shiyeshla Pesach Echot. Also, you don't need a Shir. But the sulam b'mokim acher, there is a ladder, there's an emergency exit. So does that qualify as a second exit not to be required to make the shiur? Ma'arvnes kulav in tzrichel shiur, yes. Emergency exits count. Emergency exits count, therefore you do not need to make a shiur in this instance. She'ena sulam shebachoyim achoshet kepesach, ve'ena shiur, wait. Does not count. An emergency exit does not count. It's considered to have one Pesach, and when there's one Pesach, you do not need to make a shiur. She'ein hasulam shebuchayim chashet Pesach, the sulam does not count as an exit. Even if you have many emergency exits, and they're all next to each other, and being that there's so many of them, so it's a very easy way to escape. Adrechav Esther, there are so many ladders next to each other, and they combine to the width of 10 amos. Loi choshev kepesach. Vim yesh lo shnei pesachim, yesh lo ashbol lefnei echad mehem. Let's say you have two exits, but one exit opens not up into the street, it opens up into a garbage dump. Is that called an exit in order to exempt us from making the shiur? Ela yesh ashbol lefnei echad mehem, ki ilu ein sham ela pesach echad. That also does not count. The exit must go to a place in makom chubot, to a place that is good to go, a place that is an honorable place, not to go to garbage. That does not count as an exit. Therefore, it's only considered to have one exit. One exit, you are not required to have a shiur. Gimel, habotim she manichem oisam shiur. Let's say you have a city. You do have a real city. Ir shel rabim. And there are at least two exits. And therefore, you are required to leave over a section of the city to serve as a reminder of the law of Eruv. And the house that you are using to serve as the shiur does not directly open into the city. It opens outside. Its opening is away from the remainder of the city. Habotim shemanichem oisam shiur achal pi she'enem psuchim lo'ir. They do not directly open to the city. Ela achoideyam lo'ir. They are on the outside of the city. Upneim l'chutz. Their opening is towards the outside. It's not a place where people actually live. It's just a place of storage for cattle or for straw. And those places do not need to join in the Eruv Chatzeros or the Shetufim Vos because it's not a place where someone actually lives. It doesn't matter. We're extremely lenient in laws of shiur. They can serve as a shiur, and that fulfills this technical requirement that there be an area in the city where you're not allowed to carry to remind us that there's something called an Eruv and there's something called the laws of Rishus Saram. You're not allowed to carry from Saram to Rishus HaYachid. Dal. Again, these are not really very no game. I'm going to do it very quickly because I want to go to more things. I want to get Loch Lamaisa. Dal. Another example. Let's say we have a city, and the city has joined together in one large Eruv. We have a whole city, and one Mavoy, one alleyway, has not joined in the Shituf. And the problem is this one alleyway is open, the fourth wall is completely open to the remainder of the city. That's a problem. Part of the Erev is, let's take a step back. We have a city. The whole city is enclosed with a wall. So you can't do better than that. You have a city, you have a wall around the entire city. The entire city is considered to be one large Rishus Hayachid. Okay, very good. We have Mechitzos. But we now need to make the Eruvei Chatzeros and the Shetuvei Mevos. One Mavui is stubborn and says, we're not joining in the Mavui. We are going to be not part of this Erev. Okay, very good. So they won't be part of the Erev. But we have to block them off. We must construct some partition to separate them from the remainder of the city, because if they are completely open, if their Pesach is open to the remainder of the city, then the part of the city that where you are allowed to carry or you're attempting to be permitted to carry is posuach to a section where you're not allowed to carry. And that is a problem. That will ruin it for everyone else. The solution is to make some type of heker to show that this alleyway is not part of the remainder of the city. But if you build some type of structure, some type of heker, you have just a matseva. It's not exactly the dimensions for tzvachim high. Some type of matseva monument at the opening of the mavui to indicate that this mavui is not part of the rest of the city. Einoy oyser alehem. So we're saying a very chiddush. When it comes to, as long as the entire city is surrounded with four walls, you don't need to make a real wall to separate this mavui from the remainder of the city. Even making a very small, insignificant heker, matseva, which is four tefachim tall, doesn't even tell us how the dimensions, how wide it has to be, just some very small type of a heker to show that this section is not part of the Eruv. As long as the rest of the city is surrounded by walls, that is sufficient. Eino oisalehem. Lefichach, for example, im ir shahaisa kinyan yachid. Let's say, for example, the city was once upon a time one owned by one individual. And when it's owned by one individual, you don't need a shear. You don't technically need a shear in that case. Afilu nase shel rab. And now it has been sold to the tzibur. So this ir shel yachid turns into an ir shel rabim. Ein ma'arvin oisol lachatzoyin. You're not allowed to divide it up into two. Ela oikula oy mavoy mavoy. You're not allowed to make an eruv in only half of the city. Because if you make an Erev in only half of the city and the other half of the city is open to the other half, so part that's mutter is the part that you're allowed to carry or you want to carry is open to a section that you're not allowed to carry, and that is a problem. Therefore, each section must be completely enclosed by its own walls. Ela oikuloi oimavimavi. Either the entire city should be one large Erev, and that you can do in this case, since the city was one of the, this goes back to Ilon Yesay, that since in this particular case, this city was once upon a time an Ir Shel Yachid does not require a Shiur, even if the Ir Shel Yachid was transformed into an Ir Shel Rabim, as long as it started out originally as an Ir Shel Yachid, you do not need to make a Shiur. So here we have a city, which is now really technically an Ir Shel Yachid, even though it became an Ir Shel Rabim, and now a half of the people of the city, the left side of the city does not want to join in the Erev, no good, because the right side is directly open to the left side, and there's nothing being mafsik between those two parts of the city. Even though on the perimeter of the city there's a wall, it doesn't matter. Within the perimeter there are two sections, one that's mutter, one that's usser. The one that's usser is going to prohibit the one that's mutter. So the only solution is just make one big Erev for the entire city. Oh, mavui mavui. Or if the two sides don't get along, let each one make their own separate mavui, but you can't have one section open to another section that's aser. Uboine kol mavui mavui matzev al pisli. Each mavui has to have their own mark, their own monument, own heker that's at least four tefachim tall to indicate that they are separate from the rest of the city. Imrat zalach like rishus mehem, if they want to separate from the rest of the city. Kedesh lo yesr al shar hamavos, in order not to be cause a problem for the rest of the city. Hey, bamed v'amurim she'in ma'arvim o'itzel lachatzoyim bi'irmu kefes chayim o'gavoy asar. When we have this rule, you're not allowed to go divide the city into two parts unless each one makes their heker. It's a city that's surrounded by a wall, that's gavoy asar tefachim, v'yesh lo delostos, and there are doors. In other words, it's a real bona fide Rishus HaYachid. There's a wall that surrounds the city. But let's say the city does not have walls altogether. And they want to make an eruv in half the city by building walls around their own parts. So of course, in this case, since anyway they need to construct walls around their own section, they're going to build four walls around their half with the Tzuras HaPesach. Then they can do with Harishus Biyadam, they can do whatever they want. Because in the previous case, they were relying upon the walls of the city. When you're relying upon the walls of the city, then you have to take into consideration that even though you have walls in the very extreme part of the city, your section cannot be open to a section that's not part of your area, unless you make a matzeva. But if you don't have walls that surround the entire city, and you anyway have to construct your own four walls. So Gesund to hate. You want to construct four walls only around half the city, like today, it's very common. They have cities, they have communities where they make use of the telephone wires, and the telephone wires do not necessarily go around the entire community, they only go around a certain section. So within that section has been closed off with mechitzos, and in that section you have an erev chatzer, shtuv mevos, everything is fine and good. Vav. That a lechi or a koira is not enough to separate them. So I see I made a mistake. When I said before matzev is more significant. In other words, when you want to go remove a mavui, a section from the other part of the city, the lechi or a koira, if the mavui that's not going to be included in the larger city is only separated with a lechi or with a koira, that is not enough. You need something that is more significant. What's called more significant? A matzeva. What's a matzeva? Something which is four tefachim wide. A pas arba. A board that's four tefachim wide. B'shnei pas b'shnei mashuyin. Then, let's say the opening is more than 4 amos. In that case, a matzeva is not enough. I said, you need to make anything more significant. You need to make actual Tzuras HaPesach. You have to have the two lechis and the koira on top. Make a real wall. This is not divide. That's along its length. Because you divide along the length, when you're dividing along the land, they're both going to exit in the same location. So since they both halves, the right side and the left side, both come together at the Pesach, so that shows they're really one large city. Let's say you want to divide the city from north and south, and each one will exit a separate exit. The north side will go through the north exit, and the left side will go through the one side of the north exit, and the other side will go through the south exit. Then, Abul Rachba, the Iliots and Mishazeh, the Iliots Mishazeh, the Ilham Drisa Regal Zalzeh, Ma'arvan Lachatzoyan, the Oisin Tikun Benem, Kmoshpar, the Elves Simon Shin Samachim, the Anasur Mahani, Lechi Oikora, Uyosin Asar Tsuresa Pesach, then you can be lean. Then you don't need the Matseva. And that situation where they're going to separate it north and south, and they're not going to tread upon each other's territory, then the rules of separation are much more lenient. You do not need to have a matzeva. All you need to have is a simple lechi yukari to show that you are separate from the rest of the city. In other words, okay, these halachas, they're not really very practical. But basically, the idea is we're dealing over here with the city that has a wall. Just review the basic principle. We're really finished. But basically, the basic principles we have over here, we take a lot of these things for granted because we're pretty very, very machmete. But the basic idea is, like, how over here a city that has a wall all the way around the entire city. So what could you possibly want? You can't do better than this. You have a Rishus HaYachid. You're dealing with the ideal situation. Min HaTorah, the entire city is one big Rishus HaYachid with doors. Now, Chazal stepped and then said, no, you have doors. Okay, you have a wall, but you still need to make an Eruv HaTzeres and a Shetuv Mevos. Okay, so do it. Problem is, over here we have one stubborn Mavli. They don't get along with the rest of the city. They don't want to participate. Okay, so they won't participate. Fine, no big deal. Problem is, but 90% of the city is open directly to that section of the city that's not participating. Is that a problem? So the answer is yes. If there is a section that's not participating and there is no wall, there is no halachic mechitza that separates that section from the remainder of the city, there is a problem. Even though on the perimeter of the entire city there is a wall, it's still a problem. How do you rectify the problem? So you would think, just you have a simple lechi or koira. You don't have to be more machmir than you would under You don't have to be more machmir than you would under normal conditions. Just put up a simple lech yukara. Along comes this halacha, mechaber nerma. Not so simple. Basically, the Ramah says that if you want to separate north and south, and the part that's not going to participate is going to be completely separate, they're not going to trespass upon the section that does participate, and the section that participates is not going to trespass upon the section that will not participate, then Enoch and Ani, a Lechi or Koira might be enough to separate the part that's not going to participate from the part that will participate. But if they're going to mingle among each other, they're all going to walk in the same area, to go out, get out of the city, to walk to the same exit of the city, they're going to mingle, then each one is ruining it for the other, and you have to have a significant mechitza to show the separation, called the matzeva. And what is a matzeva? Matzeva has to be at least 4 tefachim wide. A lechi or a kor is not enough. And if you have a very wide opening, you'll have to have mamish tzuras ha-pesach. Now for us, this is like so simple, because today, what is 10 tefachim? 10 to 10 tenamos, 20 feet. You're always going to have, so we have very big hasagas today, so today you're always going to, anyway, we don't have zman hazeh walls around our cities, so therefore, zman hazeh, we are very machmir, and we have mechitzos around the section, and the Tzusa Pesach, and the part that participates makes the Erev, and everything is fine. And then the last halacha is very simple. Ir Shel Rabim, this halacha that you require to have, going back to the Shiur. Okay, this is again the very fascinating halacha. Not many people know this halacha. If you don't know Masech the Erev, and you don't know these halachas, even just from just walking around on the street on Shabbos, you would not know this halacha that Meikar Hadin, a city that is an Ir Shel Rabim, and has two separate exits, you are Mechuyev to leave over in the city a section, a bayis or a chatzer that's not part of the Erev, to remind you there's something called the halacha that you're not allowed to carry from a Rosh Yachid to a Rosh Hashanah. What is called an Ir Shel Rabim? At least 50 residents. If you have less than 50 residents, you're not called an Ir Shel Rabim, even though it's publicly owned and there are two exits. Another condition, this condition really should have been taught in the very beginning, but Ir Shel Rabim, v'nismata, and it's now, all of a sudden, it was once 51 residents, and two residents decide to leave, now down to 49. Ir Shel Rabim, v'nismata, v'yam da al chamishim, the yarm, it's less than 50. Well, I'm not exactly sure it's exactly 50, it's 51. Even it's smart of Amta al Chamish. It seems like you have to have at least 51. So now we're down to 50. So the rule is Eina Tzricha Shiur no more. You no longer require a Shiur. Now that we have only 50, not 51, you do not require a Shiur. Neches Hamazakeh B'Shituf. All the rules of, this concludes the last rules of Shituf Mavos. All the rules of Shitufei Mavos are identical to the rules of Eruv Chatzeros. Hamazakeh b'shituf l'chol b'nei u'ir im erv kulam eruv echad eino tzarech l'hoidiyam sheschus tulohem. If everyone joined together, you do not need to inform that you've made a shituf. Everyone has their own eruv. If they all join together, eino tzarech l'hoidiyam sheschus tulohem im mezakin la'adam shloi b'fanav. V'din misha shachach v'lo nishtatev im b'nei u'ir oy misha holach l'shpois b'racheres oy eino yehudi shoye b'imam b'ir. Din hakol kedinam bechotzer ha'mavoi. Everything that is that all the laws of shitufim mavos are identical to the laws of eruvi chatzeros, and you can be mezak in the same way you can do mzikui for the one person that can serve as the host for everyone for the courtyard. So to one person can be mezak everyone, all of the courtyards into one large shituf, and all the laws are identical. But just to review, we learned back that Bizman Hazeh, we don't do it separately. We don't make today Bizman Hazeh shituf. We have a community. We just make one big Erev. And the reason we do so is because we don't really have Bizman Hazeh chatzeros. In order to have a chatzer, have a chatzer, there are very strict requirements. You have to have two courtyards. Yeah, a mavris or a mavri has to be longer than it is wide. It has to have at least two courtyards. And in each courtyard, there has to be at least two residents. Extremely complicated. In order to create a halachic situation when you mamash or mekayim a din of mavri, and then mavri builds upon the erev. So we, b'zman hazeh, for many reasons, we just make a one large eruvei chatzeros for everyone in the community. We don't really have zman hazeh a halachic mavui. And just in case there is some halachic mavui, it's included in the Erev because we make the Erev in a way that encompasses a mavui. Because technically you can do so. The mavui has leniencies. You don't need to use bread, you can use wine. And you can store the mavui, the shittuf, in the courtyard. You don't have to store the shittuf in the house. We do it in a way where we encompass everything together, the shittuf and the mavui with bread, with all of the chumras of both, in all the chumras of both in one shot, in order to satisfy everyone. Okay, let's learn one halacha and the next thing, because we're learning one thing that's halacha in ma'isa. Okay, next thing is shinsan gimel din erev yom tov shachol yis be'er shabbos v'din be'en hashmashas. Al, so we're going to very quickly, just the mechaber, next page 520. Ein ma'arvin eruv chatzeres v'shidim mevos b'yom tov shachol yis be'shabbos. You're not allowed to make an eruv chatzeres on erev Shabbos if it is yom tov. Let's say you want to carry on Shabbos, Shabbos Chalamoid, and it's going to be Shabbos, and right now it is Yom Tov, it's the first day of Pesach, as on Friday, or on Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos is coming, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry, and you've got to make the Eruv Chatzeros, so you want to make the Eruv Chatzeros on Friday, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to make pick up the box of matzah and make the bracha on Yom Tov, because this is called a tikkun. Ein ma'arvin eruv chatzeres v'shidim mevos because Yom Tov shachal yis be'erev Shabbos. V'im shachach, let's say you forgot to make it. What do you do? V'lo erev me'erev Yom Tov v'chol l'shnei Yom Tov b'tovim b'yom ha'chamish erev ha'shishi. So if you have a situation where it's Thursday, Friday, if Yom Tov is Friday, Shabbos, there is no solution. You're stuck. If Yom Tov is Friday, Shabbos, and you want to make an Erev on Friday for Shabbos, there's nothing you can possibly do. You're not allowed to make the Erev, pick up the box of matzah, and make the bracha, and put it, the mezak, on behalf of the entire community, because that's like a tikkun. You're fixing something. It resembles a malacha. You're being mesakein something. You're being, look at the first Mishnah Brura, Aleph. Ein ma'arvin mipneishin nireh, kimisakein the Yom Tov. Letzarech machar. You make a tikkun for tomorrow. It's also hachana. V'imshachach ve'ev. Let's say you did not know the halacha and you did so. Yesh l'stapik in mahali if it works. But in any event, you're not there. So if it's Thursday, it's Friday, Shabbos, not. But there is one possible solution. And that is if Yom Tov is 2 days. If it's Thursday, 3-day Yom Tov. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Then what you can do is you can make a tanai. Since there are the 2 days of Yom Tov on Pesach and on Shavuos and on Sukkot, so only the sake of the Yoma, you can make a tanai. And Thursday you say, if today is Chol, I'm making the Erev for Shabbos. And if today is really Yom Tov, then I'm not doing anything. And then on Friday you do the same thing. If today is Chol, because yesterday was Kodesh, and today is Chol, then I wanted to make the Erev today. But if today is Kodesh, then yesterday the Erev I made was okay. So Mon of Shach, when there's a 2-day Yom Tov, it's only Seikah of the Yom Tov, we do not know which day is actually Yom Tov, you can make the Erev both on Thursday and Friday, Al Tanai, and then for Shabbos. That's, of course, when you have that option of Thursday, Friday. But not when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is Yoima Arichta, has a different set of rules. V'im shachach v'leiri av yamtov, v'chol sheyamtov b'yom ha'chamish yom ha'shishi ye'or b'yamtov, al t'nai sheyoymar. Im hayom cholev, today is chol, and yehei ze'erov. Im hayom kodesh, ein b'dvarai klon. Ulimachar, the next day, Yoimar, the same exact thing. Im hayom kodesh, harei eirafti me esna me the erev yesterday. Vim hayom chol, if today is chol, yehei ze erev. Vahane mile, bishnei yamim tovim shel goliath. That applies in chutz liyari. So you have a Thursday, Friday for Pesach, for Shavuos, and for Sukkot. Avol bishnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah, both in chutz liyaretz and in eretz shalom, dechayoyma arichta damya. Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, is one long day, and halach is one long day. The ayin l'kamon simen tofkof chavches. Let's just see over here the mishnebura bishnei yom tom shel goliath. Zayin dimin hatoyra. Kodesh rak yoim echad v'asheni mishum sveika. Va'ayin l'kamon sim tof kuf chof ches t'sham avor the isra hanochas ayuv ratzes b'yom tov shocholias b'erev Shabbos hu afilu im hiniach eruvei tavshilin. This applies to eruvei tavshilin as well. Okay, so we'll stop here with this halacha. Two major halachas: shiur and the prohibition to make the halal eruv on erev Shabbos unless you do it all tonight. Okay, now for the minhag.